some things happen in our lives that we are truly thankful. We're grateful for birthdays and weddings, love and family. But some things that happen are pretty tough. We might have an illness or the death of a loved one, divorce or some other sad event. But can we be expected to really be satisfied when life is miserable? Well, in St. Paul's letter to the church at Thessalonica, he doesn't tell them to be thankful for all circumstances, but to be thankful in all circumstances. The original Hebrew word there for in means in the middle of or during. So how can God expect us to be grateful and satisfied in the middle of bad things in our life? Well, the center of this meditation from 1 Chronicles chapter 16 is satisfaction, enduring satisfaction. And I pray this time spent in meditation will help you give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness satisfies and endures forever. So to begin your meditation, surrender for a moment to be satisfied with the sacred, a place to feel content, and a moment to be delighted with the eternal loving kindness that is yours within the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Content at this moment, listen and respond to this reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And as I lead us, answer, Lord God, I forever will give thanks for your eternal loving kindness. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Rejoice always and delight in your faith. And Lord God, I forever will give thanks for your loving kindness. And be unceasing and persistent in prayer. And Lord God, I forever will give thanks for your eternal loving kindness. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. And Lord God, I forever will give thanks for your eternal loving kindness. As you continue, spend a few more moments now in still prayer as the Holy Spirit transforms your heart to be satisfied with the eternal loving kindness of God. What is your mood? Is it positive or negative? Are you dissatisfied or discontent? Or are you pleased and happy? Well, whatever your mood, note that and let it be the fuel to come to the Lord now in prayer. What is the dominant feeling in your mind? Well, take note of it and continue bringing that to God. Be honest, for you are safe and loved here. Just continue to take these moments and reflect on any earthly longings that are leaving you empty and dry. Just note them, but don't linger. Just release them as they come to mind. Just don't fear any negative thoughts. They are only thoughts. As each is released, settle in deeper as you remember to give thanks for God's loving kindness. Let loving kindness be your sacred word. God's loving kindness, mercy, favor, and grace. Let tempting thoughts just drift away and center back on the truth of enduring heavenly satisfaction. Is your mind enticed to wander and drift? Well, if so, just pause and breathe. And center back on the satisfaction of God's enduring loving kindness. Take another minute to stay centered as you whisper your centering prayer. Lord God, I forever will give thanks for your eternal loving kindness. Center two now on your breathing, bringing attention to your breath. If they weren't before, close your eyes and take several deep, slow breaths from your belly. Continue to take deep belly breaths as you face what tempts you. Breathe in the satisfying presence of God, the pneuma, and just hold one for a moment. And now slowly release it. As you breathe, your thoughts may drift, and that's understandable. But I'll give you a minute now, and with each slow exhale, silently whisper your sacred prayer. Lord God, I forever will give thanks for your eternal loving kindness. Continue on now as you listen to this passage. Hope-filled words from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34, and we'll begin in the Amplified version. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness endures forever. Where did your thoughts settle? Well, listen once more and be mindful of what God is whispering to you in this passage. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness endures forever. Where did your mind begin to center during this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to be aware of God speaking to you now. Listen once more, but consider it now from a broader context in the New King James Version. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. And say, save us, O God, of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles, to give thanks to Your holy name, to triumph in Your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. What feeling, thought, or idea did you encounter in this reading? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and listen for His words to satisfy you. In this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in deeper reflection as you listen from the New Living Translation. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Cry out, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather and rescue us from among the nations, so we can thank Your holy name and rejoice and praise You. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, who lives from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people shouted, Amen, and praised the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you want to hear from God right now? I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to the satisfaction of God. with your eyes closed, in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to begin to see what you are thankful for. Just list them as you see them. Whisper thank you for each of them as the Holy Spirit brings them to mind. For this next minute, center on just one thing that you are most grateful. Pay close attention to a gratitude-inspiring event that the Holy Spirit brings to mind. And let this be your meditation and praise for this next minute. Center once more in your breathing. And the moment you feel led, slowly open your eyes to the loving kindness of God. I pray that you feel more at peace and grateful than when we began, more satisfied in the divine offering. And as you walk along and encounter others seeking satisfaction from the world, consider how God might use you to help them be grateful for all they have, even while in the middle of trying times. But for now, let me pray this closing benediction for you to remember to give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His loving kindness endures forever. And may you be delighted with Christ, give thanks to the Holy Spirit, and encounter the eternal loving kindness of the Holy Father, now and always. And Lord God, hear our prayer. Amen.